Okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Again, everybody, it is Sports Daily. Oh, look at that fancy overhead shot going on the video stream right now.
How do you
Facebook,
like
YouTube, X. Can't see Jad, though. He's on the other side of that camera.
Yeah, but boy,
keeping this ship floating for us.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's two handsome guys in that studio
Man,
right now.
I'll tell you what.
That is a whole, that is too much sexy
there
for one
so
camera to handle.
So much testosterone just flowing through this room now.
I can tell you right now, you guys are lucky to have me because I'm increasing the audience participation of women over 60.
That's
our target demographic.
Grandmas love me too. We are your grandma's favorite sports radio show here.
Grandma,
on Sports Daily.
That's the women I date. What are you talking about?
and probably Paul, most of them are grandmas. That's okay.
Grandmas. It's okay.
869-1240 is the IHOP hotline. Like it or not, this portion of the program brought to you by Crestview Country Club. We're talking a lot about 4th of July celebrations. And I know Tommy and I will be out at Crestview. I don't even know for how much, Tommy. I know we'll be there for the fireworks. Are you guys going to the pool? Maybe we'll go to the pool. I don't know yet. It is a little chaotic here this week for us. So I haven't even thought about it. My wife is going to go play in some tennis tournament tomorrow. Maybe we'll end up at the pool. I know we'll be at the fireworks.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to see if we can fit golf in. There's no chance for that.
Yeah, I'm playing golf in the morning. I've made that decision. So I'm going out there and doing that tomorrow morning. And what I like about it is that on days like Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, your normal four and a half hour round becomes more like five and a half.
Yeah.
So it's longer. But I like it because that gives me an opportunity to drink more beer.
Yeah, you're carting now, aren't you? You're carting. You're not walking. You're carting.
Oh, I'm carting for sure.
I figured
you
would.
Yeah, I'm carting
for sure. And then you can just literally go straight to the pool.
Walk over to the pool.
You can go from the course to the pool. It's great. Crestview, give them a call. They got all kinds of fun stuff. Tomorrow would be a great day to take a tour, perhaps, if they're doing those. But let them know we sent you at Sports Daily. We appreciate their support. Tommy, we talked in the first hour a lot about the Big 12 media poll that's out. I want to get your take on it. So Paul and I actually feel we have a lot of parallels in the way we feel about this poll. Neither of us have an issue with Utah being at the top. Kansas State is within a fraction of being on top. Kansas got first place votes, is in the top five. I think that's fair. I think the five teams that got first place votes are very fair and accurate. And then the other thing that was interesting to us, any of those top 11 teams, I would say UCF is the most questionable for me, but according to the preseason all Big 12 teams, they have a quarterback coming in that people are excited about. But I would say any of those top 11 teams with different varying odds, you could make a case, have a shot to win this thing. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, there's so much parity, I think, in the Big 12, especially at the top going into this year. So I definitely can get on board with that. I mean, I think that now that you've got OU and Texas out of the picture, it becomes more of anybody's game overall. I think the one thing that kind of surprised me overall about the polls that came out yesterday is really Kansas. And it's not where they are in the poll. It's that they got five first place votes. And I look at Utah and I look at Kansas State. And not that I don't think the Jayhawks are going to be very good this year, because I think that they will be. But them being voted by five people above Utah and above Kansas State, that surprised me a little bit. It surprised me that there are five media members out there that believe that Kansas is better than Utah and Kansas State.
But does it surprise you? Like, you doubt it? Because I
do. Yeah, I
do. I think it's fair. I think the problem.
I think their overall placement is fair. I just think the five first place votes.
What if I told you Jalen Daniels?
First place votes.
What if I told you Jalen Daniels was going to play the whole year?
Yeah,
that's
now you got a different story.
That's the key, and that hasn't happened. That hasn't happened the last two seasons.
Right.
Well, there you go.
But what I'm saying is, if I told you that, would you then say that it's fair that they got a first place vote? Because I would, based on what we saw last year, what we saw with a second and sometimes third string quarterback last year. I would say that if you told me Jalen Daniels is going to be healthy, then I could absolutely make a case to give them a first place vote. They have two guys in the secondary. By the way, we haven't even talked about this. KU has two guys in the secondary on the preseason All Big 12 team. K-State doesn't have anybody on there, which is kind of wild. There's your bulletin board material, Wildcat fans. But I think when you look at what's coming back for KU, what they added in the portal, and if you just consider Jalen Daniels even plays most of the season, I think you could give them a first place vote for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously going to be dependent on the health of Jalen Daniels. As we all know, that's the key factor for Kansas this coming season. I just think that, you know, it's hard for me to give that benefit of the doubt because we haven't seen him finish a season in the last couple of years. So it's harder for me to say, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and bank on that and pick the Jayhawks to win the Big 12. Could they win the Big 12 if Jalen Daniels is healthy? Absolutely. I think they have the talent to do that. I'm just not willing to bank on that. Like, here's an example. I'm not, unless the odds are really juicy, I'm probably not going to place any money on Kansas to win the Big 12 before the season starts, because I've got no idea if the quarterback is going to be able to play the entire year or not.
Right. Jalen Daniels is the key on where you're at with this team. Now, nothing's going to change me or would take me off of Utah. I believe it or not, because I don't have much of a life going on, Tommy, I actually watched Utah some last year. They're a good football team.
They are good.
They're a good football.
They are good.
They are big. They are talented. They are quick. Now, and I don't even know what they did in the portal. Don't follow what they do in the portal. Don't care what they do. But they're going to be good. Nothing's going to bounce me off them, Utah, as the number one pick. But I'll tell you what. You guarantee Jalen Daniels is healthy all year. I pick KU at number two and slide Oklahoma State and K-State down one. But well, I pick K. That's how good. And by the way, part of that is reflected upon the support and what I think of the coaching staff. That's a good coaching staff. That's a good head coach. That's the what they have in place. I like. They're in my opinion, other than K-State, and I'm not sure about Oklahoma State, but K-State, those are two of the programs that have the most family-like atmosphere that I can think of in the entire conference.
Yeah, and I think that if you're going to rank like head coaches in the Big 12, I mean, Kyle Whittingham, to his credit, I mean, his longevity is great. He's won there, for a long time. He clearly, in my mind, is the best incoming coach into the Big 12. It's not, and my whole thing, Jacob, with the Jayhawks and the five first place votes they got, it's not really a knock on Kansas. It's more about how good I think Utah is, how good I think Kansas State is. I feel kind of the same way about Arizona getting three first place votes in the poll, because I'm like, I don't know who's looking at Arizona compared to these other teams at the top and saying, yep, that's the team that's going to win the Big 12. That's the only thing that I think about, and that's the only thing that surprised me. I thought there would be much more concentration in the first place votes on Utah and Kansas State and maybe Oklahoma State.
The problem I have with it is I have not paid enough attention to Arizona in the portal. But I mean, I would tell you this. Last year, they were awesome, right? Like they were 10-3 last year in a Pac-12.
Now they lose Jed Fish. You know, Jed Fish is no longer the coach there.
Yep. But they were the Pac-12 last year was as good a league as there was in the country. They were outstanding last year. Arizona sat there and went 7-2 in that league. They were ahead of Utah. And I know Utah didn't have their quarterback for a lot of the year, but I don't have a problem with Arizona getting votes either. The problem for me with these polls now and why I sort of trust the people voting on them is they probably have a better grasp than I do of what the other teams are doing in the portal. For me, I'm only really paying attention this time of year to what Kansas State and Kansas are doing. I don't know what Arizona or Utah have done in the portal. That's why these things make it hard for me. But based on the season they had a year ago, in a league that seems like it is going to be ripe with parity, I think I could make a case for Arizona. Again, I can make a case for any of the five teams that got votes. I think you could make a case. I wouldn't have been surprised to see Iowa State or West Virginia get votes. I think anybody else you'd have been surprised to see get first place votes. But I do think Texas Tech, TCU, maybe even Colorado if the planets align based how top-heavy their roster is. Like, I think you could – this thing could go any number of ways.
Were you surprised, by the way, that Colorado was so far down in the preseason pool? I mean, because to me it seems like they were overvalued a year ago because of all the hype.
But not at this time last year. Right. Remember last year at this time?
I mean, I think they were.
Yeah, they,
I think
they were overvalued. Because
they were overvalued even at the beginning of the
year. In July? You think in July they were? Look, what was their win? Wasn't their Vegas win total famously like 2.5 last year?
Yeah, but.
And they got it by week 3, and we were all like, oh, here they come. Now, by four games into the season, they were absolutely overhyped. There's no question about that. TCU wasn't as good as we thought they would be. Some of those wins sort of devalued a little bit. I think Colorado is fairly – I would have placed them over TCU and UCF, and that's probably it in a poll. I told this to Paul, and I think a lot of people feel this way. If you look at all the – Colorado easily has the biggest gap between its ceiling and its floor. Like, the range of outcomes for Colorado are all over the place. They do have the likely number one overall pick in the NFL draft. They do have a two-way player we haven't seen the likes of in a long time that's a Heisman candidate in Travis Hunter. They had all these transfers coming in. Now they've had a lot of players coming out, too. I have no idea what to expect, but I do think that they'll be better than they were a year ago. I don't think the rest of the roster will be as bad as it was a year ago. So how much better is that? I think anybody's guess is go for it. I have no idea, but the whole point is it's going to be wild. I have not been as curious about a preseason poll as I have been about this one. For all the things we're talking about right now, we haven't even really talked about Kansas State in all of this. And to me, Kansas State is probably the safest.
Yeah.
They're the all of these teams. They're the safest team to pick at the
right.
top.
That's because of Avery.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I was trying to find what the preseason ranking was for Colorado in the Pac-12 last year. I can't find it because the Pac-12 website is gone. Like, it's just you can find it on Google. You click on it, the page, the error. Like, this page doesn't exist.
I am
they pulled
almost
everything down.
Certain. Vegas either had their win total at 2.5 or 3.5 games. That's all it was last year. Like, there wasn't. And they had that start, and I was guilty of it, too. I was like, man, I'm watching them play. They can beat anybody. And then they just started getting smashed. But, I think they'll be better than that. And I do think, their ceiling is pretty dang high. In a congested league, when you've got some of the top-end talent that they have, who knows? We'll come back. Let's talk about K-State's role in this. It's funny that we've talked about this poll. We have not really talked about their role in it. We'll do that next. It's Sports Daily. You've got your contest going to win some HTO. All you got to do is text the keyword T to 20357. You'll win a free tea and a free coffee. Message and data rates apply. We've got that for you. Lots more to come as we cram it in the last 20 minutes or so of Sports Daily.
...97.5 and 1240 KFH.